This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live from Washington, D.C., this is What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody. Scott Hennon here. Glad to be back behind the microphone in the real full like manner. Todd Mitchell? What was your name?
It's been that
between long. Holidays and, between
it's
holidays
and... Todd Michaels, like a few people, I'll just leave nameless, have in our state legislature over time.
We're back,
nice
baby.
Getting a thank you, Curtis. So sincere. Hey, Todd Michaels, thanks for having me on the show.
Okay. Anyway, we're in D.C. We have a busy day today. We're going to have on the program Congressman Kevin Cramer. We taped the interview. I just said it. My first screw-up of 2019, Todd.
Taped.
Senator Kevin Cramer. Senator Kevin Cramer. Say
that's
it with me, folks.
Two screw-ups in one sentence, Scott.
Yeah, mostly after his tape thing. Yeah, there's no such thing as tape anymore. moments after he was sworn in as a U.S. senator and, conversed with Mike Pence and all the pomp and circumstance, everything else, we had a chance to sit down in a quiet little corner and just talk. And it was great. So you're going to hear that throughout the program today. We're also going to be going back to Frisco. Steve Hallstrom and Evan Giddings are down there. And by the way, thanks to our fine sponsors for making that happen, because both for our trip to Washington, D.C., brought to you by the North Dakota Bankers Association, by Continental Resources, by Canary, and by Select Energy. We appreciate that as well. The good folks at Gate City Bank have sponsored our Fan Cam. It's the Fan Cam. It's so great. Check out on the web and social media. They're having a lot of fun down there with the fans. If you can't be there, kind of transports you there, which is kind of nice. Also, Border Plains, West Plains, and Northern Plains Equipment, along with Fisher Leasing, Pinnacle Travel Plazas, Custom Express Car Wash, Farmers Union, Senex of Watford City, and Petroserve USA. Thank you all for that very much. Congressman Kelly Armstrong, he's got that new title. He'll be here on the program today as well. Check in with him. And I had a little confrontation with Mitt Romney yesterday.
What?
Yeah, I did. And if you saw Point of View last night, Chris Berg, he pulled it out of me. He got the scoop. I was on POV, but I couldn't resist. So I'll tell you the Mitt Romney story, but I couldn't. I just felt like I wouldn't be able to live with myself if I did. And I did it very respectfully. I wasn't looking for some YouTube moment. I didn't have the cameras rolling or anything else. I just had a conversation with him. So I'll share that with you. Caught up with Earl Pomeroy, the former congressman, Democrat from North Dakota, now at a very influential law firm here in Washington, D.C. And Earl is going to join us Monday on the program. And look forward to that conversation, too. But it was just a lot of fun. I got pictures up on the Facebook page and all the links, so you can check it all out there if you want to. Live vicariously through Todd and I today in the What's On Your Mind D.C. edition of the program, D.C./Frisco. So much to go. So let's start first with Congressman Kevin Cramer. Unfortunately, we're not going to be able to take calls, but the big question I ask of him is, are you still going to come on? You're a big-time senator now. Are you going to come on the program and talk to the peeps, talk to the folks? Come on the radio and chat with our listeners, and you'll hear his answer coming up. So without any further ado, let's congratulate the newest senator from the great state of North Dakota, Kevin Cramer.
Thanks, Scott. Thanks for being here, first of all, and thanks for the encouragement. It's a big day, isn't it? Being sworn in as senator, I have to tell you, I've had different emotions. The main emotion I've felt all day, and really since the election itself, and even prior to that, is one of gratitude. But today, as the vice president was swearing us in, as I was staring him eyeball to eyeball and up at the rostrum there, and listening to that oath and saying "I do it," it was emotional. I mean, I really felt sort of the sense of gravity of the job, the sense of opportunity, the sense of really honor that I received from the people of North Dakota, being their 24th United States Senator, and I'm just. Like I said, more than anything, I'm grateful to God and to my family and to the voters of North Dakota for this.
So you're on the Senate floor yesterday, and, it's obviously
who's who of politics in America, and folks coming over and chatting and back and forth. Does it feel different? Do you sit there and say, I'm on the floor of the U.S. Senate?
Well, that's interesting, Scott. I know a lot of senators. I have for a long time. I know a lot of them that I've served with in the House. Although this is the first time that Cory Booker, came to me on the Senate floor and said, wish me well, look forward to working with you on things. And he came to my reception, as you probably noticed. You were there, and he came by to say hi and just express his congratulations. Having folks like that, having Democrats come over and welcome me and wish me well, it's nice. In terms of that, sort of the surreal part of it, yeah, it is a bit surreal. I do think about the privilege of standing in that Senate floor, but what moves me is not being with the who's who of American politics. In fact, I look over at John Hovind, I think that's my senator. That's my senator. He's every bit as good at his job as Chuck Schumer is at his, or Mitch McConnell is at his, or any other senator. And so to me, it's a workshop, and I look forward to working with a lot of really good people.
What do you, if you're going to look back on your time in the Senate 6 years from now, mm-hmm. how are you going to judge your success? What are you going into this thing I need to accomplish?
It's really a good question, because it's something I think a lot about, and yet I don't like put. I can't put my finger on, this one major accomplishment. Gee, I hope I can pass this one bill. And I think that when people do that, they sort of confine themselves to one accomplishment, and they may or may not achieve it. But rather, I think about, 6 years from now, when I look back on what's the aggregate of my work. What did I help make better? How many constituents did I help get, either get their Social Security check or their VA benefits, or, their visas that they needed for their farm workers, or many of the things I've done in the House, but from an even bigger platform. But I also think about, some of the bigger ticket items. I think about things like my committee assignment on environment and public works provides me an opportunity to be very involved in a major infrastructure bill. EPW oversees highways and bridges, and as well as environmental policy. I look at the opportunity to roll back regulations. Today at reception, I was honored to have Andrew Wheeler show up. The EPA administrator came to welcome me and to congratulate me. I look forward to working with him and others in the administration on environmental policy that has tremendous impact on our farmers and ranchers and energy industry in North Dakota, our entire economy. And so I would say, Scott, I want to look back and say, hey, I made a lot of things better. And in a couple of cases, like maybe an energy bill, an environmental bill, or an infrastructure bill, immigration bill. Scott, I sure hope 6 years from now I can look back and say I had a significant positive impact on immigration policy that secured our borders, made legal immigration easier, that provided North Dakotans and American businesses the right type of workforce from the right countries, that actually contributes to our economy and to our culture. And, that we've made a big difference in immigration. So that'd be another big ticket item I'd like to be part of. But again, it's not about any one thing. It's about just doing your best every single day for the people that sent you here.
How much of a better chance will you have of accomplishing that as one of 100 versus being in the House and one of 435?
Sure. So, the United States Senate is the great equalizer, right? So when you come from a small state, I was one member of the House of Representatives from the entire state of North Dakota. I have 434 colleagues from somewhere else. The House is designed by the founders to take care of the people, if you will. That's why they call it the People's House. It's very constituent-oriented. The Senate, as I said, is the great equalizer. North Dakota has two senators, just like California and New York. And California has, 53 House members. So you can have a much greater influence. You have much more power as one member. And I think, Chuck Grassley from Iowa puts it so well. He says every senator is a one-person oversight committee. And that's because of the oversight you have of the executive branch and the administration, and as well as the personnel business, the advise and consent part of the job. And so you just have a lot more influence by virtue of the position, Scott. But I hope to be able to bring that same persuasion, you know, characteristic that you have in the House to the Senate. In other words, you know, you need every friend you can get in the United States Senate. You know, 41 senators can kill your good idea, even if it's the best idea in the world. And likewise, you have that capacity as a single senator. So, you know, I hope to be able to look back and be able to point to an aggregate of good things. But, you know, one senator definitely has... Well, if you just look at the numbers, one senator is the same as 4.35 House members. But that's just in terms of voting bloc. It's really much more influential even than that.
Congressman Kevin Cramer is no longer Congressman Kevin Cramer. That's I'll use that title every time I mess up. He's Senator Kevin Cramer, and the hyphens are gone. And as you can tell, it's the same Kevin Cramer that we knew, but I think we knew that was going to be the case. So more of our conversation with him coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Looking forward to more of that as we go throughout the program today. And I tell you what, I mentioned earlier that one of our fine sponsors for our broadcast from Frisco, we're going to check in there shortly, is our friends at Border Plains. And right now, you can optimize your yield with Case IH Axial Flow Combines. With Central Plains equipment, Border Plains equipment, Northern Plains equipment, West Plains, header to spreader, Axial Flow Combines, engineered for simplicity and reliability, industry-leading innovations, putting higher quality grain in the tank, more profits in your pocket. Get the capacity you need. Easy adjustment options. You'll love it. Take control of your harvest, folks, with your friends at Plains Ag.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
So, maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Join the best team in the West. MBI Energy Services, with immediate openings for diesel mechanics, lube techs, and traveling mechanics. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI provides excellent pay, benefits, and training, and is a strong supporter of our local communities. Apply today at MBIEnergyServices.com. MBIEnergyServices.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Matt Gast of the North Dakota Soybean Council. We invite you to attend the second annual Northern Corn and Soybean Expo on Tuesday, February 12th at the Farvidome. This free event will feature speakers Chip Flory of AgriTalk and author and humorist Mark Mayfield. Breakout sessions will focus on the latest topics affecting soy and corn farmers, including an international trade update, Palmer Amaranth panel, and an insect, diseases, and soil panel. A large trade show is also part of the day. We hope you'll join us Tuesday, February 12th, starting at 7:30 a.m. at the Farvidome for a day of education, networking, and fellowship. Learn more and register for the Northern Corn and Soybean Expo at northerncornsoyexpo.com. Registration is free and encouraged.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you.
back in Washington, D.C., live from the U.S. Capitol today on What's on Your Mind? After a historic day, Senator Kevin Cramer, Congressman Kelly Armstrong. Kelly will join us top of the hour. More of our conversation with Kevin Cramer in just a moment. Thanks to our sponsors for making this possible. They include Continental Resources, Select Energy, Canary, and our friends from the North Dakota Bankers Association. Have you seen those ads running on Bechtel talking about stress in farm country right now and the relationship between growers and their bankers? I mean, North Dakota bankers are neighbors. The North Dakota bankers are family members. It's not like, the old days of, what a wonderful life, you know, where they're holed up in some big, untouchable kind of plateau. They're our neighbors. They're the same, soccer games, volleyball games, things that you're at, and a very integral part of the communities. They are out there to work with anyone. So we know there's stress. We know it's a challenging time. We know those balance sheets don't look great, but the North Dakota Bankers Association wants you to know they're there. That conversation is happening, and I think that's wonderful. So appreciate their sponsorship of our broadcast from Washington, D.C., where the talk of the town today is this congresswoman. I forgot her name already. She's a freshman from, what's her name, Todd?
Rashida, and it's spelled T-L-A-I-B. I'm not sure how it's pronounced. Tlaib?
Yeah, so she did some reception thanking her, supporters for her victory, and shares the following cute little story. Listen to this.
People love you, and you win. Woo! And when your son looks at you and says, "Mama, look, you won," bullies don't win. And I said, "Baby, they don't, because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the mother."
Whoa! I don't think we can play that part, can we? Yeah. Thankfully, Todd had his finger on the trigger. Ladies and gentlemen, she is talking about a conversation with her son, in which he's recounting her words. "We're going to go in there. We're going to impeach the mother blank." Starts with an F, ends with an R. Welcome to Washington. Nice message from the... Now, listen, I'm going to tell you the opposite end of that story. Sherrod Brown is a senator from Ohio, and he's liberal, and every time I hear him, my skin crawls, or see him, or whatever, right? The guy makes no sense. And he came up to the gallery where we were waiting for the swearing in to start yesterday, and I didn't know this, but next to me was his daughter and two kids, her two kids, his grandkids, and he was just the cutest, way a grandpa is, and hey, kids, and so excited, and just reeling a grandpa. I thought, my gosh, we got to think more like that to get things done. It's so easy to see somebody you don't agree with as an enemy. So I'm going to ask Congressman Cramer that. I mean, is that sort of affected me a little bit? Is it possible to get along in the U.S. Senate?
Well, comedy is really one of the hallmarks of the United States Senate, and they're as members of the Senate, the folks that have been here a long time are very proud of that characteristic. They want to maintain that characteristic. I think it's sometimes outside observers, particularly if you're very partisan, you probably see that as squishiness or caving. But the founders knew what they were doing when they created a bicameral legislative chambers, and they knew what they were doing when they created the 6-year terms and the 2-year terms for the Senate and the House. And so comedy is a very important part of legislating. They designed the 3 co-equal branches to make sure that no one entity, no one person, no one movement has too much power. And they protect the minority in that process, as well as just the general demography, if you will, of the country. And so they knew what they were doing when they created that. And legislating requires friends. You can't do more with less in legislating. So the thing I think, Scotty, that's unfortunate, and your observation is a very good one, is that there's not a lot of media value in people getting along. And so, for example, people probably don't know that just yesterday the Senate passed or confirmed 77 Trump nominations yesterday on a voice vote. 77 of them. Now, that doesn't get a lot of coverage. Amy Klobuchar and John Hoeven working on something together doesn't get as much coverage as if they're attacking each other in, the Judiciary Committee or something.
Speaking of congeniality, one thing that our listeners have been very interested in since the election mm-hmm. has been the dialogue between yourself and Senator Heitkamp. Mm-hmm. And I know previously we've discussed this, and you had said that there had been no, you know, call on election night, which is tradition, and no call since with any kind of congratulatory note. Has that changed?
You know, I received a very nice letter from Senator Heitkamp, and she wished me well, and it was great to hear from her, and I have the note, and it'll be part of my it'll be part of my personal archives.
Did she say congratulations in the letter?
You know, she was, it was a very kind letter. It was very encouraging. She wished me well, my family well, which I appreciated tremendously. I think, you know, one thing that Senator Heitkamp and I have in common, along with a lot of other people, but not with as many as are probably listening to this, and that is that we've been through the wars together, and sometimes on opposite sides, but you know, you really don't know what kind of a toll this takes unless you've been through it. So, no, I very much appreciated her kind letter.
Do you understand why people get irritated by that? I mean, obviously listeners, I mean, are they right to be mad? I mean, you know, people are really mad. They see it as, you know, as disrespectful, as, you know, lack of class, a lot of terms that have been used. I mean, do you get that?
No, I understand it. I do understand it. Scotty, it's not that I don't understand, but I also understand her viewpoint right now, and I'm the senator now, and I'm looking forward, not back. I think it's okay to look in the rearview mirror every once in a while, probably every 5 seconds or so, they told me, I think, when I was taking driver's ed in Kindred, but for the most part, I'm looking out the windshield.
The other thing the listeners have talked about all during the campaign, you heard it in the talk radio town halls, but I just went back, actually, over the last couple of months with all of the texts and emails and calls and, you know, phenomenal amount of discussion that we had during the campaign. It was really quite fun. But one of the big things, probably the number one thing they wanted to know, is whether or not you're going to continue the talk radio town halls, whether as senator you'll be able to be as accessible to the people.
I'll have my people get in touch with yours.
No, of course I'm going to.
Scott just grabbed his heart. Of course we're going to continue them. And, you know, I don't know, the scheduling will be a little trickier, I think. Well, I shouldn't say that. I don't know yet. You know, here's one of the big differences is I'm on 5 committees. I was on 1 committee, and we even had to work around that a fair bit, didn't we, Scott? But I'm on 5 committees in the Senate. That's the workload of the Senate, is the committee side. But there is also nice consistency in the Senate in terms of the calendar. So without a doubt, we will find that hour that works best every week and continue the talk radio town hall, and we'll continue to do coffee with Kramer, get her out and about the state and make sure that, you know, we remain connected. There's a lot of differences between the House and the Senate. There's no question about that. But, you know, Chuck Grassley, now, folks, I just want you to imagine, Chuck Grassley is 85 years old. He's a senator from Iowa. He runs 3 or 4 days a week, and he does 99 town halls every year in Iowa. And, the Senate, while it's the most deliberative body, and it's got the 6-year terms, it doesn't mean that we don't benefit tremendously by being more in touch with the people that we work for. So that's been the greatest blessing of this whole last 6 years, and I look forward to continuing it.
That, ladies and gentlemen, really has been the number one question we've heard the most about. Is he going to continue to do it? And you heard the answer, he's going to do it. Might not be Wednesdays from 10 to 11, but we're going to find a time that will work every week to have Senator Kevin Kramer continue to talk radio town halls, taking your questions and your comments. More coming up from D.C.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hey, Scott, there are over 100 fjords in your future.
Thanks to you, our good guide, Carol Juven, who's been to Norway how many times?
174 times.
And this tour is filling up, isn't it?
This tour is nearly full.
So we need you to call Carol right now and reserve your spot. My wife Maria and I and our family are headed to beautiful Norway, a celebration of our heritage and the witness of the midnight sun. What is the midnight sun, Carol?
24 hours of daylight, and the Norwegians love it.
See the fjords, hundreds of waterfalls, the majestic mountains, June 15th through June 30th. This will be a 7-day land tour visiting Stavanger, Bergen, Oslo, and Trondheim, and travel 7 days on the west coast to the land of the midnight sun. Call now. A complete packet of information will be sent to you, 800-343-0093. Call Carol and the team right now, 800-343-0093 at Juven Tours and Travel.
Welcome along.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The government's December jobs report beats expectations. It shows the U.S. added 312,000 jobs last month. The unemployment rate did tick up slightly to 3.9%. The employment gains well above the 180,000 new jobs most economists were expecting.
What we've completely focused on is keeping the president's promise to build a wall.
Vice President Mike Pence there discussing the White House insistence on wall funding before it will vote on a funding measure to end the partial government shutdown. The president inviting congressional leaders to attend another discussion of the matter today. The shutdown is now 2 weeks old, and there are 800,000 government workers furloughed or working without pay. The Dow opens over 300 points higher after that strong jobs report I mentioned. And this is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Washington, D.C., amid a government, partial government shutdown, and the swearing in of two new members of Congress. Well, new bodies, anyway. Congressman Cramer goes from the House to the Senate. Now, Senator Kevin Cramer, Congressman Kelly Armstrong goes to the House, and he'll be joining us coming up in about a half an hour. So a lot going on here, but a lot going on also in Fresco, Texas, ladies and gentlemen, where we have a countdown to another national championship run for the NDSU Bison. And we have the Gate City Bank Fresco Fan Cam capturing all the action. So make sure you check that out on the social media and websites. Lots of fun, lots of great interviews. And also, of course, a lot of things happening. And it's just so much fun down there. It's always a great time. So it is wonderful. I'm in Washington, D.C. Our coverage of what's happening here brought to you by Continental Resources, by our friends at Select Energy, Canary, and the North Dakota Bankers Association. And besides Gate City Bank, I want to also thank all those fine sponsors that bring you the broadcast down in Frisco, Texas as well. Of course, that includes Border Plains, West Plains, and Northern Plains Equipment, Fisher Leasing, Pinnacle Travel Plazas, Custom Express Car Wash, Farmers Union, Senex of Watford City, and Petroserve USA. More of our conversation with Senator Cramer. The conversation with Congressman Kelly Armstrong coming up, but right now I'm going to turn over to my friends, Steve Hallstrom, Evan Giddings, live from Frisco, Texas, to tell you what's happening there with the NDSU Bison. Is Steve still connected, guys? Oh, okay. All right. Can you hear us now, as they say, Mr. Hallstrom?
Yeah, can hear you guys. Yeah, sorry about that. Just some little connection issue on this end, but can hear you loud and clear, Scotty.
All right, tell us what's happening.
Boy, there's a lot of stuff going on down here. Finally, the sun is out. That's a good thing, Evan. We haven't seen the sun.
Yeah,
really, since
blinded.
We left Fargo, as all things ironically would be factored in. But yeah, sunny today. Looking like it would be a good day for whatever's
clear
going
skies.
On down here. We'll take that. It'll be an easy day in Frisco. We will celebrate the sun and some warming temperatures. It has been very cool here. We've been really in the upper 30s since we were here on Wednesday afternoon, but we're expecting a high somewhere around 55 today, and the forecast for tomorrow looking like 64 and sunny. Just light breeze should be a really great day for football tomorrow. Today, there are a whole lot of things going on surrounding the game. There will be press conferences today right around 2 o'clock or so. There will be a night at 6:15. I think is going to be a lot of fun, too. NDSU, a and the Walter Award, and that is presented. It's kind of the hypertrophy of one double ball.
Yeah, it's very interesting, and of course, Easton is up for the nomination for NDSU. Two candidates, and Kennesaw State's quarterback in Chase and Samford quarterback Devin Hodges. It's going to be a close one, and I think not necessarily similar to the Heisman in the fact that it's not a clear-cut award. Every year you have an idea of going in who's kind of stand out at the FBS level was Kyler Murray, and I think most people felt that he was going to be the choice, but it'll be close, and I've heard multiple reports from many people, whether it be NDSU media or people down here in Frisco, they see going to anyone, so it'll be interesting what happens.
Very good, and there's some guys with huge statistics.
Guys, we're gonna actually step in here for a moment and get you on a different connection just because we're not hearing everything. It sounds like the connection isn't the best. So hang on a second. They'll figure out how to get you back on the line here and we'll get you connected. It is fun to hear what's going on down there. And other than the weather, it sounds like everything's been darn perfect. And I don't know what it is. Every Frisco trip I've ever made, it's freezing cold. You're down in Frisco, Texas, and it's supposed to be the banana belt. But it hasn't always been the best weather. I think we had one really nice weather day actually where it was hot. But it sounds like the weather for Saturday is going to be perfect, so you can't beat that at all. I want to quick tell you that we're brought to you in part today by our friends at the North Dakota Safety Council, and the North Dakota Safety Council is about safety. And you know what? They have an incredible resource for you in their annual conference. This is something you really want to take in. I mean, anybody that has anything to do with safety, you want to be there. Go to ndsc.org, find out more details about this. Coming up in February, so it's not too far away, but I'm telling you, the early bird rates end January 25th, so that's another reason to get in there. This is it. It's the 46th Annual Safety and Health Conference, February 20 through 22, Bismarck Event Center, plus 2 days of pre-conference, February 18th and 19th. So they have 16 pre-conference sessions, and it's really good. Take it in. All right, we got the guys back from Frisco. So the weather's good, and you guys are just starting to talk X's and O's for the big game against Eastern Washington. Take it from there, fellas.
Yeah, so we were talking about the Walter Payton Award banquet coming up tonight. There are two awards that are given to the players of the year, offensive and defensive. The Walter Payton Award given to the best offensive player of the year and the Buck Buchanan Award given to the defensive player of the year. NDSU does not have a player in the defensive category that is up for this award, although they have the second best defense in all of FCS. Go figure that out, but oh well. But they do have a player, Easton Stick, the senior quarterback from Omaha, Nebraska, is one of the three finalists for the Payton Award. Evan Giddings, our sports director, is with us. Evan, what chances does Easton have for this award?
Well, I think it's going to come down to whether or not they value the totality of a career and the production that you put together in terms of wins, or if you're just looking at a statistical single season category. Because if you look at what Easton has done over the course of his tenure with NDSU, he's currently tied for the most FCS wins from any player ever, has a chance to, of course, get the 49th win and become first in FCS with a win tomorrow.
The guy's got 48 wins as a college quarterback. That's unbelievable. That's like a 10-year career in the NFL for some guys. It's a fantastic number.
And then Chandler Bertram from Kennesaw is a quarterback that led the nation in total scoring, 29 touchdowns combined between throwing and through the air. And then, of course, Devlin Hodges from Samford led the FCS in passing yards, over 4,000, and has been also the national leader in total offense per game. So it really comes down to what you value. If it's a year, and it is a yearly award, I could see it going to either Hodges or Burks, pardon me. But, you know, if you're looking at what Stick has contributed in the totality to NDSU, he's the most valuable player to me.
North Dakota State's new head coach, Matt Entz, who will be the defensive coordinator tomorrow as he coaches his last game as a position coach before Chris Kleiman goes to Kansas State, won the Coordinator of the Year award yesterday. So the Bison will take home a little bit of hardware no matter what happens tonight at the Payton Award ceremony or tomorrow in the football game. And then tonight, Scotty, other things, the Pep Fest is going to be going on tonight. That's at 6:15. And so there's a whole bunch of fun things going on. And this is probably the first day when you're going to really see the place swarmed with yellow. You saw some good green and gold yesterday here, but a lot of folks came in last night or are coming in early this morning. And by the time we get to about 3:30 or so, the establishments of Frisco will be swarmed with NDSU colors, no doubt about that.
So, you know, the interesting thing about it, I've been to Frisco a few times with you, and I've really enjoyed it. I mean, it's just it's a wonderful atmosphere. I mean, it's as much fun before the game as it is at the game, and, of course, they do a great job down there hosting everybody. But the last time I was there, which was 2 years ago, I guess, was sort of like, this is old hat, right? Even the fans kind of became, it just didn't feel as much energy in the air, and it obviously hasn't affected the team. But how do you measure sort of the electricity of the atmosphere of this go around?
Yeah, I think there is electricity, Scott. And I know what you're talking about. It seems that you do anything seven times in 8 years, and it gets to be a little bit take it for granted. But I don't know, the fans that we've talked to, there's a quiet confidence for sure. But I think maybe the whole event has grown on people, and now you get people coming back for the fourth and fifth time. They know their way around. They know the places. They know the hotels. They know where to go. They know the roads and the streets and the tollways and all that. So maybe it's just more excitement. Just people are more familiar with the surroundings. But it's a ton of fun. And I think there's a lot of people who think NDSU is going to roll in this football game. But I don't sense any lack of excitement at all.
Yeah, that's great. How about the whole dynamic of Chris Klieman leaving and obviously the change is coming, you know, number of his assistants leaving. We had a little bit of that, obviously, with Craig Bull's departure when Chris Klieman came in. What's that feel like this time, this go around?
Well, it's unheard of for a coach to leave a program and have people so excited for him to go. Usually when a coach leaves, it's, hey, don't let the door hit you on the way out, you traitor, you turncoat, get the heck out of here. But when he told his team that he was taking the job at Kansas State, they gave him a standing ovation. I think part of it is he handled it so well. He told the team very early on, hey, I am being considered for the Kansas State position. Love you guys here, but this is a great opportunity for my family. And he said, would you guys please keep that in the locker room here until we want to make that public? And for almost a week, they did. Which is another thing that's a shocker, too. So I think the way he handled it internally at North Dakota State, being so open with his team and the administration, they knew what was going on. He was pretty transparent. I think that has really earned him a lot of respect, and Bison fans as well love him. If you go to Shields, there are T-shirts that say, thanks, Coach Klieman. I mean, where does that ever happen? But it happens in Fargo, North Dakota with Chris Klieman. So he remains a very popular coach. Hey, I want to say thanks to our great sponsors down here making this possible. The marquee sponsor, Border Plains, West Plains, and Northern Plains Equipment. We also want to say thanks to some big Bison fans, Fisher Leasing, Gate City Bank, Pinnacle Travel Plazas, Custom Express Car Wash, Farmers Union Senex of Watford City, and PetroServe USA. I'll say go Bison, beat those Eagles tomorrow.
So I would guess 90%+ of Bison fans say this is a layup for the Bison, right? And we know it's not. We know these are two good teams. But nobody's really thinking that Eastern Washington ends up the victor tomorrow. What's the chance that could happen? Is it a 70-30 Bison win by all the odds? Or what are you guys thinking?
Well, if you talk to the places in Vegas, you can bet on this game if you find the right sports book in Vegas. It's a 14.5-point line, which is a really big number. But I think there's a lot of people that feel like that number may even be a little bit too low, and they point to NDSU's prominence rushing the football. NDSU has the sixth best offense in all of FCS. And then Eastern Washington against the run ranks only 46th in FCS. And you're going to have to be really good against the run to beat North Dakota State. So I think the chances of NDSU winning this game are probably 90%. The chances of them covering that spread, I guess, statistically are 50-50. Evan, what do you think about that?
Yeah, to me, I think that's a pretty good line. And from speaking with both local and national media members here, the one situation in which Eastern could come away with a victory, and even Coach Klieman touched on it yesterday, is they got to be able to control the clock. They have to be able to control the time of possession. They have to win the turnover battle. And by a pretty wide margin, based on the efficiency of NDSU's offense, I mean, we've seen them the first four drives of their previous playoff games, they've gone down and scored in some fashion, one way or another. They've gone down and put points upon the board. So we know Eastern is a high-octane offense team, but whether or not they're going to be able to do it consistently enough is the question. So they have to be able to win the turnover battle. They have to be able to control the clock and time of possession, which is not an easy thing to do.
Great stuff, guys. Appreciate it very much. And by the way, we'll be watching you, too, on the Frisco Fan Cam from Gate City Bank. That's been a blast.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
The MBI rig team is growing. MBI Energy Services has immediate openings for experienced rig crews in Western North Dakota. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 best place to work in the oil patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority, offers excellent pay, benefits, monthly housing allowance, training, advanced opportunities, and more. If you're an experienced forehand, derrick hand, rig operator, or supervisor looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoolGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagPoolGuy.com. And thank you.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Haven't had a lot of time for calls today, and I never like that at all. But let me get Tom and Jamestown in here quick. Wanted to talk some sports. You think the Bison are going to win tomorrow?
Well, I think the Bison have a very good chance to win. But I'd like to approach it from maybe a little bit different perspective. I think, and I would hope that there'd be some agreement on this, that one of the reasons why the Bison have been so successful is because at the end of each game, they go out in the middle of the field, they kneel down, and they thank the Lord for the success that they've had, that there hadn't been a lot of injuries. And the other team is included in that. And I think that is a very unique thing, and I think it's a huge, huge part of the Bison's success. I'd like to compare that, if I could, with the absolutely disgusting article that appeared in the Fargo Forum yesterday by Mike Feely, who talked about how the Bison fans, when they go to California, invade these pretty ugly restaurants that are that include scantily clad women with the names of Twin Peaks, Hooters, tight ends, that type of thing. It was absolutely disgusting. And I think what it does is diminishes the whole idea and mentality that North Dakota has a very unique thing going for it with the Bison. And it's just an absolute shame that you have people like Mike McFeely that are going to subvert that.
Well, he's a liberal newspaper columnist, so I guess I just consider that standard behavior for how they operate. They don't get North Dakota. They don't get the values you're talking about. And I have to tell you, Tom, I have seen the display of faith by the Bison. I've heard stories from chaplains that have been part of it. It's real. Ask Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz's life changed because he had a teammate that you know, brought him to a relationship that he never had from a faith perspective.
Right.
You know, I mean, that because he was on that team. And I applaud you for noticing that they're doing that. I forget that. It kind of comes routine. But, yeah, connect that to their success. Great point. Very well said, Tom. Appreciate the call. Love our listeners. Every day they bring more than I could, more than Todd could, every single day. It's just incredible. Brought to you in part today by MyPillow. Do you have that mattress topper yet? Because my friend Mike Lindell won't have that great deal much longer. 30% off when you use the promo code Scott, plus they throw in two pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028. So everybody was talking about Mitt Romney's op-ed yesterday in which he was critical of the president. I actually went up to Mitt Romney yesterday and told him about what I thought about him. And I'll tell you about that in a little bit. But I asked Kevin Cramer about it because he's a colleague now, and asked what he thought of his nasty gram directed at President Trump.
Well, I thought it was unfortunate when I read it. I think he mischaracterized some things. Like, I don't think we have fewer friends in the world. I actually think we have a lot more people that respect us. But Mitt Romney is from a different place than I am from. He's from Utah, of course. I represent North Dakota. One thing I will tell you, and I think, you know, your listeners have heard me say this many times, the real capital that you have to work with in this town is your reputation. And your capital is garnered by, you know, helping other people achieve their accomplishments and their successes while they help you achieve yours. Political capital is a very precious commodity. And, you know, I prefer to, you know, to make friends and collect it and then spend it wisely. I think emptying it all on a Washington Post op-ed the first day in office isn't probably the way, it's not the way I'd go. But Mitt Romney is, not only is he from someplace other than North Dakota, where they probably have a different view, perhaps, of this president or his constituents do, but he's also got a different platform. I mean, Mitt Romney, while he's a rookie, he's not a freshman. I mean, while he's a freshman, he's not a rookie, shall we say. You know, Mitt Romney, former presidential nominee, a governor of Massachusetts, you know, pretty well-known, obviously, political figure in this country. He's got a different platform to speak from, and he did it his way, and I had to done it differently.
It smacks of somebody with a team of advisors saying, let's do this for some greater purpose, because to me, if he's sincerely concerned about the president and how he's operating, he could tell the president that one-on-one and start to build a relationship with the president without going through the Washington Post. Am I naive in how Washington works?
No, I think you make a good observation, Scotty, and yet, again, you know, we're all different. We all have different platforms. He has a bigger, a louder, probably, megaphone. But I think you're right. I mean, here's the point. What's the end game? What is it we want to accomplish? What is it we aspire to on behalf of our constituents? And how do we get there? I don't see, you know, a hypercritical op-ed in the Washington Post of the President of the United States as a great means to whatever the end is, unless I'm missing something. But this, here's the part of the Senate. Remember, I talked about those distinctions between the House and the Senate. The six-year term is designed for the, you know, for the long game. It's got patience built in. Positioning early in your tenure for the long game, you know, may come in different forms. While I like to look at the long game, I tend to play it sort of day by day. And so that's why, I would have chosen a different route. Now, I don't have the same gripes with our president that he does, particularly as it relates to some of the global issues. I think that, you know, that he's been right to take on China, and I think Mitt probably said that in his op-ed.
All right, we'll stop it there. We'll come back with more with Congressman Kevin Cramer, live from Washington, D.C. More from Frisco, too, so don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. How do we know? We ask farmers, including Paul Thomas. Paul, talk a little bit about the value you derive from ethanol.
Ethanol is what drives the value of me being able to truck my corn an extra 50, 60 miles to an ethanol plant and get a little higher price for it. But then in turn, also the DDGs that come out of that ethanol plant also go to the feedlots to provide a high protein source of feed for their cattle that's mixed with the corn. And then the ethanol itself, you know, ends up in all our local pumps, reduces the price we pay for gas.
What happens if ethanol is no more? How would that affect you?
Removing ethanol and removing the corn in our diversified systems will just put more pressure on all the other crops we grow by increasing the supply and having a negative effect on prices on every single crop. You know, it's not just going to lower the price of corn. In all reality, it's going to lower the prices of every single commodity we grow.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. Just ask farmers. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.